Senior Life Journeys presents Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here is your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. This is Carol Howell, and thank you for joining me. Today's episode is called Don't Pet the Snake. Well, that would seem obvious, wouldn't it? But I'm going to tell you a story where maybe it wasn't quite so obvious. Check out the resources I have available to help you in your caregiving journey. You can find them at letstalkdementia.org. My books are there. They're also on Amazon. In fact, if you go to the website and you click there, it takes you to Amazon. But on the website, you will find a link for the audio version of my new book, Let's Talk Dementia, Take Two, Not What I Expected, as well as, of course, the print version. I hope you'll check both out. Don't pet the snake. In my last episode, I told you about being in Texas and going on a little hike and learning about trees and saplings. We were walking along that same hike, and the guy starts talking about the four most poisonous or dangerous creatures you might see in the woods in Texas. And I thought, oh, geez, I'm pretty sure I'd rather not even hear about this, right? And of course, one of them was a snake. I hate snakes. I don't like looking at pictures of them. Oh, it just freaks me out. I opened my front door, and I live in Florida, and we have every kind of creature you can imagine living in our neighborhood. I'm not kidding. Bears getting people swimming pool. I mean, we just see it all. But I opened my front door one evening, and I put my flashlight out so I could make sure there was nothing creepy or slimy or crawly out there. And there was. But it was only probably 8 inches long, and it was a little snake making its way across. It still freaked me out, people. I mean, I don't do that well. When I'm in my house and I can look out at the lake and I see an alligator, well, that doesn't upset me because he is there and there's a whole lot between me and him, but I'm sure not going to get close to one. But he said there are these kinds of snakes, and this particular one's very poisonous. And I said, what do we do if we see the snake, if we come upon it? What should our response be? And he said, turn around and go the other way. I'm like, well, okay, I knew that, but, you know. But he said he was touring along or hiking along with a family group, had several children. And he was just talking. He'd stopped and he was talking about the plants and the trees. And he looked down and the smallest member, a little girl, was bent down. And she was touching something on the ground. And she was rubbing the head of a fairly large snake. Oh, yes, she was. Just as happy as she could be. The snake didn't seem to mind either. And it was quite startling for everybody in that group, let me tell you. I cannot even begin to imagine. I would have had a heart attack. Forget being a good mom. I would not have rescued my child from the snake. I'd have just had a heart attack and died right then. But it made me think, don't pet the snake. You know, there are times in our life that we have life situations that we get involved in, maybe, that we shouldn't. They are the snakes in our world. They are the things that we just need to back up and let go of, rather than getting involved in, because getting involved with them is not going to come out well. We're going to have a negative outcome. We're not going to solve the problem. We're not going to improve the situation. In fact, all we're going to do is get ourselves so jacked up that we are no longer as effective in life for anybody, and not even for ourselves. We get too busy petting snakes that we don't need to pet. In your caregiving journey, this is true too. There are things that go on that might drive you crazy, and you might get involved in having a heated debate with your loved one with dementia about that situation, and I've explained it to you 14 times, and I don't know why you don't listen, why you don't pay attention. How many times do I have to tell you? Does any of that sound familiar? That is sort of like petting a snake. It doesn't work. Getting upset, getting agitated, getting angry with someone with dementia is as beneficial as petting a snake. It's likely to turn on you and bite your butt, and you don't want that. So what we want to do is, like the hiking tour guide told us, turn around and walk the other way. That's the better response when coming upon those situations. Turn around and walk away. Take a breath. Just let that particular event die down, leave. Give it 3, 4, 5 minutes. Bet you by the time you get back, your loved one has forgotten about it. And that is one of the benefits of dementia. They will have forgotten about it. You won't, but they will. Then you can go on in a way that's productive. That's a better response of what to do when we come upon the snakes in our world. Now, here's the problem. It's just not my nature to do that. I mean, you say something that just irks me. Before you get it spit totally out, I'm going to let you know that it irks me. I try not to do that. I really do. I'm just not good at it. I want you to know you're wrong. That's not true. Let me tell you why. Not always the best result when I do that. I think I'm getting a teeny tiny, maybe 2% better at it. I'm thinking by the time I croak one day, maybe I'll be 7% better at it because I'm a very slow learner when it comes to this. What about you? But realizing that when I let other people upset me, now, I didn't say they upset me. I said I let them. I did it. I brought that upon me. You know, it's kind of like your perception of things. I perceive a refrigerator full of green vegetables as a good thing. You might not. You might wish you had some Doritos. I do not. Our perception of things vary, and our perception of things have a massive impact on how we respond in life. How we respond in life has a massive impact on our loved ones with dementia, and that has an impact on how they respond. Don't pet the snakes, y'all. Let them go. Blessings and smiles. A special thank you to our sponsors, Veterans and Families of Florida. These amazing people are available to help veterans and spouses of veterans receive benefits to which they are entitled. You can contact them at 904-528-1084 or by email at info@vfflorida.org. Be sure to tell them Carol sent you. Veterans and Families of Florida. These people care. I would like to take a special moment and thank you for being a part of Let's Talk Dementia. You can find us at our website, www.letstalkdementia.org. All of our books, podcasts, and videos are available there, and you can schedule a free phone consultation with me. Click Menu in the top right-hand corner, and then choose Schedule Time with Carol. I look forward to talking with you. Blessings and smiles.